From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Rescuers forced out of a West Virginia coal mine by evidence of fire say no one used the first refuge cell available to the four miners still trapped after a Monday explosion. Kevin Strickland of the Federal Mine Safety Administration says that because of the fire somewhere in the mine, the only way to see into the second and last chance refuge chamber may be to drill a hole and run a camera inside.
It does not look like we will physically be able to get there based on the smoke that we found this morning.
That further dims hopes that the four remaining miners will be found alive. 25 people are known dead after Monday's explosion. President Obama is returning to Washington after signing a historic nuclear arms reduction treaty with Russia. He's also reassuring East Europeans of the region's strategic importance, as Bruce Konweiser reports from Prague.
The Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, or START, calls for both the United States and Russia to reduce their respective nuclear arsenals by 30%. The agreement also heralds a turning point in U.S.-Russian relations, which had dramatically deteriorated under former President Bush. But the warming ties between the two nuclear superpowers has caused angst in the former Soviet bloc countries of Eastern Europe. And so Mr. Obama hosted a dinner for 11 heads of state from across the region to reassure them. Milos Salda heads the American Studies Department at Charles University. He says good U.S.-Russian relations are good for everybody.
I'm one of those who is glad that this sort of détente takes place. And I think that this country will benefit from that.
That's the message Mr. Obama was sure to make. For NPR News, I'm Bruce Konweiser in Prague.
An American aircraft carrying soldiers and civilians has gone down in Afghanistan. NATO officials say three U.S. service members and one civilian employee are dead. NPR's Jackie Northam is in Kabul, and she reports several other service members are injured.
NATO says that the American Air Force plane carrying U.S. forces crashed late in the evening near Khalat City, the capital of Zabul province in the southern part of Afghanistan. NATO officials say the cause of the crash is not known at this time, and the incident is still under investigation. But a spokesman for the Taliban claimed militants shot down the aircraft. A local government spokesman initially backed up that claim. The official later reversed his statement, saying the aircraft crashed due to mechanical problems. The injured were evacuated to a nearby base. The aircraft, a CV-22 Osprey, is normally used for infiltration and resupply missions by U.S. Special Forces. The rugged Zabul province shares a border with Pakistan and is heavily infested by the Taliban and other extremists. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Kabul.
Increased demand for oil and other commodities is helping to push stock prices up. The Dow Industrials up 29. This is NPR News. The human rights group Amnesty International says the federal government and Gulf Coast states have consistently violated the human rights of victims of Hurricane Katrina in 2005. Amnesty claims in a new report that government actions and lack of action have prevented communities from rebuilding and prevented people from returning to their homes. The White House and officials in Louisiana and Mississippi say they've made big efforts to help people and communities recover. Obesity in the U.S. is becoming more prevalent at younger ages with each new generation. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports on the latest research, which also reveals a correlation with the earlier obesity and disease.
Studies have shown that the current generation of children could have a shorter life because of obesity, but those forecasts are based on data from older generations, and people are becoming obese at a younger age. For example, a fifth of the people born in the 1960s and 70s were obese by their 20s. That level of obesity didn't occur in previous generations until they hit their 30s and 50s. In previous generations, obesity peaked at a certain age and subsided as people aged. Now people pile on the weight and keep it over a lifetime. And there are more obesity-related diseases at younger ages. In this month's International Journal of Obesity, researchers say the lifespan of young people could be shorter than predicted. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.
Anatoly Dobrynin, a senior diplomat who represented the Soviet Union through the Cuban Missile Crisis of 1962 and in over two decades of major developments, has died at the age of 90. Russian news agencies say that Dobrynin died in Moscow. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.